shadows draw. So subscribe and like, and don't be afraid to dive into the darkness where the shadows are laid. Tales from the shadows will spook your world. Join us on this journey, let your fears unfurl. Stay tuned, stay weird, and watch out for what lurks in the shadows.
Welcome, friends, to the dark and the deep, where whispers linger and shadows creep. Tales from the shadows, where legends arise, with ghostly stories and myths that mesmerize. Today's tale is one of a curse. Our tale follows Todd Bishop, who enjoys collecting anything he can. Sometimes you shouldn't collect some things. This is the tale of the collector's curse. Todd Bishop was a man of expensive tastes, a collector of rare artifacts, antiques, and curiosities. He prided himself on owning pieces that no one else could. His vast collection filled his mansion, from ancient Egyptian relics to voodoo dolls from the Caribbean. But he wanted one item more than anything, the mysterious artifact known only as the Veil of Shadows. Said to be cursed, it was rumored to grant its owners unimaginable power, but at a terrible price. Few believed in the stories, but Todd didn't care. He wanted it for the prestige, the thrill of owning something so dangerous. As Todd sipped on his vintage wine one evening, a letter arrived. There was no return address, just an old wax seal with a strange symbol. Curious, he opened it. I know what you seek. Meet me at the old mill, midnight. Bring no one. Todd chuckled. It sounded like a scene from a cheap horror movie. But his desire for the Veil of Shadows outweighed any fear. He'd only play along to see what this mysterious person had to offer. At midnight, Todd arrived at the decrepit old mill. Inside, in the flickering candlelight, a figure waited. Cloaked and hooded, the figure's face was hidden in shadow. I hear you're a man who likes to collect the extraordinary, the figure rasped. I have something for you, but it comes with a warning. Todd smirked. I've heard warnings before. Show me. A small box was produced from within the figure's cloak. It was ancient and carved from a strange black stone. The figure opened it, revealing a dark, tattered veil inside. The Veil of Shadows, the figure whispered. Its power is real, but once you possess it, it will possess you. Todd barely heard the warning. His eyes were locked on the veil, his desires burning brighter. Name your price. The figure chuckled softly. There is no price. It's a gift. But remember, once it's yours, there's no going back. Todd, blinded by greed, took the box without hesitation. Back home, Todd placed the Veil of Shadows in his collection room. It sat on a pedestal, illuminated by soft lighting casting an eerie shadow on the walls. He admired it from every single angle, the strange fabric seeming to shift and shimmer in the dim light. It was like nothing he'd ever seen before. An odd feeling washed over him as he gazed at it, a mixture of triumph and unease. That night, Todd couldn't sleep. He tossed and turned, visions of the veil haunting his dreams. Shadows danced on his bedroom walls, shapes moving just out of sight. He could hear soft and indistinct whispers, as if they were coming from inside his own head. By morning, Todd was exhausted. His eyes were bloodshot, his nerves frayed, but he brushed it off. Just a rough night, he muttered to himself. It's nothing. But the whispers didn't stop. Over the next few days, Todd noticed strange things around the mansion. Items in his collection would be moved, not by his hand. Mirrors seemed to show reflections that weren't his own, and when he walked by, he could swear he saw figures moving in the corners of his vision. The Veil of Shadows became an obsession. He found himself drawn to it, staring at it for hours. The whispers grew louder, more insistent. They were calling him, beckoning him closer to the veil, promising him something. But what? At night, the shadows in his room grew darker and more profound. They seemed to pulse and shift, crawling along the walls and floor and inching closer to his bed. The air grew thick and suffocating, as if something was watching him, waiting. Todd tried to ignore it and convince himself it was just his mind playing tricks. But the longer he denied it, the worse it became. One night, as he lay in bed, unable to sleep, the whispers became words. Wear the veil. Become one with the shadows. Todd sat up, heart pounding. The voice was no longer inside his head. It was in the room with him.
Are you a fan of Tales from the Shadows? Want to support the show? Well, you're in luck. You can buy some Tales from the Shadows merch by clicking the link in the description. Whether you want accessories, a hoodie, or maybe even just a t-shirt, Tales from the Shadows has a little bit of it all. So don't wait. Order your Tales from the Shadows merch now. Now let's get back into the tale.
Todd stared at the veil of shadows from across the room, its dark fabric seeming to ripple like water. The voice continued, soft but commanding. Wear it. Against his better judgment, Todd rose from the bed. His body moved as if in a trance, each step bringing him closer to the pedestal. He reached out, fingers trembling, and lifted the veil from its resting place. The moment it touched his skin, an overwhelming coldness spread. The veil clung to him, wrapping around his head like a living thing. His vision darkened, and the room seemed to dissolve into shadow. For a moment, Todd felt a rush of power. The whispers were no longer distant, but clear, and spoke of control, dominance, and immortality. He felt invincible, untouchable. But then the darkness turned on him. Suddenly, the shadows began to tighten around his throat, squeezing, suffocating him. His heartbeat thundered in his ears as the veil constricted, pulling him deeper into the void. He tried to rip it off, but his hands passed right through it, as if it had become part of him. The shadows whispered again, but this time they were laughing. When Todd finally tore the veil from his head, he stumbled backwards, grasping for air. He looked around, disoriented. The room was the same, but something was wrong. Very wrong. His reflection in the mirror was not his own. Todd stared at the glass, horrified. The figure looking back at him was gaunt and pale, with hollow eyes and a twisted smile. It mimicked his every move, but it wasn't him. It was something else, something darker. He smashed the mirror in a panic, but the reflection remained, now shattered into a dozen grinning faces. The whispers in his head were no longer faint. They were deafening. You belong to us now. The shadows never let go. Desperation gripped Todd as the days passed. He tried to rid himself of the veil, throwing it into the fire, locking it in a vault, burying it in the garden. But no matter what he did, the veil always returned, sitting on its pedestal as if it had never left. He consulted experts, priests, and anyone who might have a solution. But they recoiled in fear every time he mentioned the veil of shadows. The veil is cursed, one old man had said. Once it chooses you, there's no escaping it. The whispers continued to torment Todd. The shadows in his home grew bolder, moving of their own accord, twisting into monstrous shapes that clawed at his mind. Every night they came closer, suffocating him with their cold, dark tendrils. Todd could feel himself slipping away.
Are you looking to promote your product or reach a different audience? Then you're in luck because Tales from the Shadows is seeking sponsorship. We get a wide range of individuals from history buffs to horror fans and everything in between. Suppose you want to sponsor Tales from the Shadows or know someone who might. Tell them to email tales.ft.shadows@gmail.com with the subject line sponsorship. We now return you to today's tale.
One evening, Todd received a surprise visitor, the exact cloaked figure who had given him the veil. "You seem troubled," the figure said, the faintest hint of mockery in their voice. "Take it back," Todd begged. I'll pay anything. I don't want it anymore." The figure chuckled darkly. "There's no price, Todd. The veil will remain yours until it takes what it's owed." Todd's blood ran cold. What does it want?" "Your soul, of course," the figure said. "That's the power of price. Surely you knew that." Todd's dreams grew darker each night, and the shadows more relentless. His body weakened as if the shadows were draining his very life. No matter how hard he fought, he couldn't escape them. The whispers became unbearable. They spoke of darkness eternal, of a fate worse than death. Todd knew his time was running out. One night, as the shadows closed in, he made a decision. He would destroy the veil, even if it killed him. Todd gathered every piece of strength and stormed into his collection room. The veil sat on the pedestal, waiting for him, almost mocking in its stillness. He picked it up with trembling hands and ran to the basement, where he had set up a hotter furnace than anything he'd used. He threw the veil into the flames, watching as it was engulfed by fire. For a moment, Todd felt relief. But then the shadows descended. Todd screamed as the shadows tore through him, pulling him apart piece by piece. The veil was not destroyed. It had simply returned to where it belonged. The whispers laughed as his soul was consumed by darkness, his body crumbling into ash. When the shadows cleared, there was nothing left of Todd Bishop. The mansion sat in silence, the veil of shadows again resting on its pedestal, waiting for the next fool to claim it. So remember, if you're going to collect things, make sure they're not cursed or haunted. Do a little research on them to make sure that you're getting exactly what you want. That's going to do it for this tale. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a story. And don't forget to comment your favorite tale. You may see it right here on Tales from the Shadows. Until next time, stay tuned and stay weird, and watch out for what lurks in the shadows.
This has been Tales from the Shadows, where the shadows speak the stories that will make you weak. Join us on this journey into the unknown. Tales from the Shadows, where fear is shown. So subscribe and like, and don't be afraid to dive into the darkness where the shadows are laid.